Hello, everyone, and good evening. This is Chris Cahill coming to you live from Skid Row Studios at skidrowstudios.com, and we are real radio on the internet. The name of the show is Psychic Every Day. So thank you so much if you're tuning in right now, and if you're a regular listener, I thank you millions of times. Just want to give you a couple heads up. First of all, this is a live show on October 30th, 2013. And I am also live streaming, and Mindy Jorgensen and I are here in the studio together creating the show tonight. And we are both in costume. So there, I hope you can, if you're watching livestream.com, look for skidrowstudios.com and you will see us. Mindy's finally got a camera on her. I'm very happy about that because I'm not the only person then. But it's really fun here tonight. We are celebrating All Hallows Eve, because tomorrow's All Hallows Eve, otherwise known in the world as Halloween. And so I'm doing a show about ghosts and spirits. And I want to say, hey, Mindy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just wondering, do you want to say anything about your costume? Do you have any things you want? Maybe you can give a clue to the audience. Maybe we can get people to guess what you are.
I have on a yellow dress with white tights.
Uh-huh.
I should be holding an umbrella, but I mistakenly did not bring it.
Ah.
Wah, wah.
Oh, well, but that's okay.
I like to flavor things.
Excellent. So anybody who knows what Mindy's costume is, you can call in, and when you get your reading tonight, you can just make a guess, by the way. Oh, yes, I'm giving readings during tonight's show.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Mindy. I'm so glad. Yeah, I think we're going to probably have a few callers about this, about who Mindy is. So she will have a camera on her sometimes during the show, and so you'll be able to guess. And I, myself, I am a Katrina, Lady of the Dead, and I am celebrating Halloween, but also I am celebrating Dia de los Muertos, which is one of my favorite holidays ever. And Dia de los Muertos, actually, the official day, as I understand it, is on November 2nd, which is Sunday, but it's really celebrated for 3 days. There are many, just depending on the tradition and all the rest of it, but it's celebrated over several days. And it's a celebration of the dead, of the spirit. And a Katrina is Lady of the Dead. So there. So I'm really having fun. If you go to livestream.com and you can see us during this show, and I've got my really kooky makeup on, which I'm loving. I'm also, like I mentioned earlier, because we're live, I'll be giving some readings during tonight's show. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. Couple things. Last week's show on past lives was so successful. So many people wanted a past life reading, and I know there are people out there who wanted a past life reading who did not get one. So I'm going to be giving more past life readings tonight as well as talking about what the topic is, spirits, ghosts, and you know, let's have some fun with that. If you are right now waiting for a reading, I will be picking up those calls very soon. I just have a few little things I want to talk about first. First of all, you know, just what is it about this time of year? It's darker and it's colder. It's really the time we start to turn within. There is a whole absolutely visible, and you know, no matter where you are in the Northern Hemisphere, you're noticing a change. It's another seasonal change. Death and transformation. We're in the time of Scorpio, Sun in Scorpio right now. Ghosts and spirits walk the earth, it is said, especially this time of year. So, a couple things. I've always been fascinated with ghosts. I actually have, you know, one of my favorite symbols ever with me. I have a few of my friends with me. This is Mort, and he's, you know, one of my skeleton buddies. I've always loved skeletons. But growing up here in the United States, one of the earliest introductions to the topic of ghosts was this one. And Mindy, I think you got that.
He always said hello, and he's really glad to meet you.
you. That's one of my, that's a show I used to watch all the time when I was a little kid. And when you're a little kid and you're watching a ghost show like that, it's a cartoon. It's really fun. And it kind of takes the whole idea of scary ghosts and turns them upside down on their, you know, on its, takes that whole thing and turns it upside down on its head. And notice the line, the grown-ups don't really get it. Like there's, I can't remember the exact words, but the children all love him so. The grown-ups don't understand. And that's really actually very true, because children are often the ones, you know, or at least when you are a child, when you were a child, you were, it was easier for you to see energies that grown-ups may not have seen. And the reason is that as a child, you were just looking and you weren't judging or doubting. You just, you know, when you see something as a kid, you're kind of looking at it going, well, this is real. You know, I'm seeing it, so it must be real. So all those little kids out there who see ghosts or see different out-of-body beings or spirits or have quote-unquote imaginary friends, and actually those are real energies they're seeing. And it's very interesting to see what happens too over time as the pressure comes in, that kind of the societal pressure, don't see that. It's too scary. And we've all had that. I'm not saying anybody's wrong or, you know, any of that. It's just simply we've all had that kind of pressure on us to pretend like it's really not real. Huh. Well, let's get into what my first call. So, you are on the air. Hi. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Who's
this?
Can
you hear me?
I can. Who is this?
Chris, it's Karen.
Why, hello, Karen. You got in first this time. How's it going?
I had to call immediately as soon as I saw your costume. It is awesome.
Why, thank you. I'm really enjoying it. It's
oh, it is great.
Fun.
Can I put a guess in for Mindy?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Okay, how about the Morton Salt girl?
Yep. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner first time out. So anybody who's listening who guessed the Morton Salt girl, Mindy is the Morton Salt girl. She is now on the camera. You can see her. Turn around, Mindy. Mime that umbrella. Yeah, how did she walk? Exactly. Fabulous.
I love it.
I'm loving it. And Mindy just looks so innocent and sweet, too, like the Morton Salt girl. She's a good actor.
I see that. Hey, it's great to finally see you, Mindy, after all these weeks.
Oh, thank you.
You look great on camera.
Aw, thanks. I usually just hide back in this little control room and do my thing.
Come out of the shadows and into the light on Halloween.
All right.
Exactly. I'm agreeing. It's good that we have a camera on the booth now, because now the people in the booth need to be seen too, because they perform a fantastic service. There's nothing, no shows would happen here without the person in the booth. So everybody, you just know that. So thank you, Mindy. Yeah, she's like, absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So Karen, since you are here online, would you like a little reading? And it doesn't have to, since you had a past life reading last week, if you want another one, you can. Or I can take a look at, there's another thing I'm going to offer people tonight, which is your communication with spirit.
I like that topic. Let's do that.
All right. And I'm not going to be looking for kind of, you know, trying to control it too much. I'm going to look and see what comes up when I start to look at that. So what I see for you in present time is this picture, and it's very, very green, but the picture is that you're in a whole new time of growth about how you communicate with spirit. Though you've been doing it your whole life, you know, and it looks like in the past, and this is like, you know, years ago, but also into the recent past, you would communicate with spirit out of one side of your head, you know, kind of like the right brain, left brain, but I'm looking at it spiritually, like, you know, just you as the being. And so half of you would communicate with spirit and the other half was supposed to not go too deep, because then you were gonna not make sense to people who are afraid of things that they can't see. And so I see in present time, there's all this growth about the fact that you are kind of not caring as much anymore whether somebody else can't have it. I know we've gone into this a little bit with you in the past. So when I look at your present time communication, there's more magic. There's more magic allowed, more magic that you're inviting in. And by magic, I mean just allowing, you know, whatever happens, because you trust that you also have the seniority to handle it. You're not going to get, you know, something's not going to come in and take over and bother you or get in your way. So this present time picture is all this growth on a level of communicating with spirit. And I just see this, the picture is you're sitting at a one of those old-fashioned switchboards, and you're the operator. And when the calls come in, you're using, just because it's fun for you, that nasally voice. Hello, may I help you? You know, that one. And you're answering the calls and letting the, you know, or hanging up, depending on what called. Love it. So that's your reading, woman.
That's really fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you again.
This is a fun show. This is awesome.
I'm enjoying it. I want to be in costume every week. I know it's not really appropriate some weeks, but there'll be other costume nights coming up. We just have to make that happen around here.
I think you should. It's a hit.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. I see a bunch of you are starting to call in for the reading. And just giving you a heads up, giving past life readings and or your communication with spirit. So as as people bump up into my queue, we'll go on into it. It looks like I have another one now. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
Christine. I'm calling from Alaska.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Christine. Good to hear your voice. How's Alaska?
I just arrived. I literally just pulled in, and I had to drop everything, plug in my laptop, and see how you look and what's going on, and I just picked up the phone and called.
How do you like it?
How do I like the show?
Yeah, how do you like my costume?
I adore it.
I'm going right for it. Good, thank you. I really am having fun with it. Well, now tell me, can I give you a reading? Did you want to have a... Yeah.
Yes, I'm open. All topics are beautiful. I can't pick one because I'm just literally excited over anything right now.
I would like to give you a past life reading, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, real quick little past life reading here. I'll take a look at one life that's coming up. And let me just see the picture in present time. What I see you bringing back in present time from a past life. The picture is you are in this lifetime, and it's like instant. You're a middle-aged to older, it's hard to tell because you look very young for your age, Japanese man in a rice paddy. And you've got one of those big bamboo poles with two baskets hanging, the kind of little cone-shaped baskets hanging from either end. And you're balancing. There's rain is coming down. You've got one of those hats on your head too, like the cone-shaped hat as well, like the big wide hat. And you're really focusing, you're balancing on staying, on not falling. You have bare feet. You're walking across this wet log or some kind of wet, it's in the rice paddy and there's rain coming down, and then the rice paddy is also filled with water too. And you've been harvesting or going out and looking at your fields. These are your fields. They're not somebody else's. And I see you really liking this. Like everybody else went in, most other people are in, but you really like it when it rains. It just is magical to you in this this time of year, especially when it looks like it's harvest time in the rice field. And you're going through and just walking through and kind of being with the field, being with the plants, being with what's happening with the cycles of life that are going on here in this really brilliant green time of year in this rice paddy. And it's just beautiful. It looks like you are, you're just digging it, and you lose sense of time and place. I see that this is timeless. This is a very long time ago. It's definitely a long time ago. It's not in modern, but it's hard to say what year because that's not really the point. That doesn't really matter. This is a very, countryside, beautiful, green loveliness. And I see that you're bringing back this sense of losing time and space, but it's not bad, like not having to keep track of time and space. It's a restful kind of energy. And also the growth, like the harvest it's almost in. Like the plants are healthy, they're doing well, and it's almost time to harvest. It looks beautiful. So So that's what I see you're bringing back.
Well, thank you so much for the reading, Chris. I mean, it
has
a lot of duality with what's happening right now. And I don't know, I'm just, gosh, I'm so excited. But you look wonderful.
Why, thank you. Thank you for listening and for calling in. And have fun in Alaska, Christine. Thank you.
I will. All right.
Okay.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. If you're just joining me, just a reminder, you're listening to Skid Row Studios, and you can find the show at skidrowstudios.com. It's called Psychic Every Day, and I am Chris Cahill. My show is live tonight, and I'm giving readings on past lives and also connection with spirit, your communication with spirit. And the show is about ghosts and out-of-body beings. Now, One thing I just want to refer to, the Casper the Friendly Ghost. I was talking about that right before I started doing the readings. One of the things you would see over and over in every episode of Casper, and if you have never watched Casper the Friendly Ghost, go Google it. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it all over. But every single time, without fail, Casper would show up, and he was just like this nice little boy ghost who was friendly, and you know, but he looked like this little white ghost. And whatever adult happened to be by or happened to see him would, without fail, say this, ghost, and then would freak out and go running or you know, scramble or do something crazy. And the kids didn't do that the way that the adults did. And I know I was starting to talk about that. The kids weren't taught judgment, but they also were not taught fear of death. Fear of death isn't really something that you get when you're a child. You're not really looking at, you know, things as ending. Everything is right now. It just is what is. So I know a lot of people, like, and maybe you're one of them. Maybe you knew people who did this too, who saw ghosts when they were kids. And when you look at the number of movies and TV shows, books, songs, you know, all kinds of art using this topic as the theme, it's, you can see we are as a culture all over the world very, very kind of interested in and obsessed with this topic. It's fascinating to us. Not just what happens, you know, how do you create while you're here? What happens when you leave this lifetime, when you leave this body? And what about life after death? And what is there? And do you get more lives and all the rest of it? So there's lots of questions, and people answer those questions in many different ways in different cultures, different religions, different times in history. We're not going to decide what the answers are. I'm just going to read the energy. And so, again, back to my past life readings, I am going to take another caller right now. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, who is this?
This is Anna calling.
Anna, nice to hear your voice. How are you this week?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much. The topics you've been having, they're so interesting. You know, ever since I was little, I always had a fascination for, you know, the supernatural.
Yeah. I believe it. I know. That's true. And you, because you're aware of it. You're aware of the energy. Well, would you like a reading?
I would love to. The question I do have, that we're talking about spirits, and I'm sorry, I kind of jumped in a little bit later. My uncle passed away last spring, and mm-hmm. again, I know there's so many questions. I know we established that everybody has spirits and there's such thing as past lives, but what's interesting to me is what happens after we die. My uncle had kind of lost soul, and I guess I'm wondering how he's doing and if he's okay.
Okay, well, let me take a look at his spirit, which is pretty immortal, you know, even though he might have had a challenging past life, which is the one he just left, his spirit still is working, you know, on some level or existing on some level. So what I'm going to do is take a look at him in present time, like where I see him in present time. And a couple things. One thing I want to mention, the best way to find present time, you as a being, anybody out there listening to this, is to find your body. And he doesn't have a body anymore right now, but he still has an existence on some level as a being. So, Anna, could you please tell me his name, or at least his first name?
His first name is Constantine.
All right. I'm going to take a look at just the energy I see of Constantine in present time. Not channeling him, just saying hello to his energy. And the picture I see in present time is that he's actually... he has, there's a certain amount of energy he's kind of releasing that he came into this past life with. And he looks like he made things hard for himself, that he created he made things harder than they necessarily might have needed to be for himself,
yes.
You know, just made his own path more difficult, at least if one is judging, you know, if one's looking at it and going, why did he have to do that? And that's, you know, but it looks to me like what he was trying to do, the picture is in this past life, he came into this lifetime feeling as a being like he was caught in some kind of a trap. There was a trap, almost like a mouse caught in a trap, where the mouse's tail or the mouse's foot is underneath that really heavy steel trap, and the mouse can't escape the trap. The trap is right there. And I don't see that the trap was the family or was the, you know, anything like that. It looks to me like the trap was different kinds of agreements he made that he wasn't, you know, clear on, or that he didn't get his space with. Excuse me one second. I am fixing my camera. Anyway, so his trap, in present time, it looks to me like one of the things he's doing is he's cleaning that energy out. He's making it easier to be clearer with it. And that's the picture. It's just that I see it as in this energy of this gray sort of metallic, dusty, gritty energy. And I see that it's almost like he's just been standing and releasing it since he left. And he's almost ready. Like he's at a place where he's about to, at least this is just how I see it. Like, it looks like he's at a place where he's about ready to move into a next step for himself. He's doing fine. I mean, there's no judgment. I don't see a discomfort. I see a releasing, a letting go, a kind of cleaning out some old, you know, junk that he actually has had for a while. And some of it just looks like he made things hard for himself this lifetime in order to get, you know, the picture is it's like somebody getting caught in something and then shaking and shaking and shaking and shaking it, trying to get the thing off, and feeling helpless. So it looks like when he was in the body, feeling helpless. He doesn't look like he feels helpless right now. So that's the picture, Anna. That's what I see with him. And it looks like if you just say hello to him, you know, you can always do that. Or wish him well, or send him a communication. You can certainly do that, but you don't have to heal him anymore, and you have no control over this. It's just good to know that, you know, there's nothing to do.
How would you communicate? See, he communicated with my mother when he passed away. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew. He actually was found several days after he passed away, and during those days he kept appearing in my mom's dreams.
Yeah, he was communicating with her. He wanted her to know, and she was so connected to him. So what I suggest is
it's like we lost all communication.
Anna, I only have about another half a minute here, so let me just say what you can do in a last minute, like with him, or to communicate with him, is just to send him a hello. No judgment, just a hello. Hello, you know, maybe a thank you, maybe a I love you or something like that. But no healing is necessary. He is fine. So that's what it looks like. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome, Anna. Thank you for calling. Good night.
Thank you. I love this show.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you. Bye. Hey, everyone. I am Chris Cahill. I am coming to you live. It is SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. I'm doing a show about ghosts and spirits and, you know, out-of-body beings. You know, the history of Halloween, which is tomorrow, you know, well looked forward to by many people. And then, of course, we have Samhain. Samhain is spelled how it looks is Samhain, but it's pronounced Samhain. Samhain is the high holy holiday of Wiccans all over the planet. Let's see, that would also be tomorrow. Then we have All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Dia de los Muertos, you know, all these holidays that talk about death and spirits and ghosts and resurrection, and whether it's celebration or fear or just kind of commemorating those who have died. And I would just like to send a little shout out to my good friend John Duke Logan, who joined that group, who died 2 months ago today. And so I'm dedicating my show to him. And thank you, Duke. Now, these traditions and cultures, some of them will teach you that you're spirit and you come back again. You have spirit or immortal spirit after you go. But you also have other reasons for doing that, for many, you know, many different lifetimes or just ways that you work. And the people who you make agreements with in this lifetime that you've very possibly known in other lifetimes and you've created with and created karma with and relationships and done fun things with and all the rest of it. And then you move on and you might create something completely different next time. It just depends. Some traditions and cultures teach that you only get one lifetime. And I've always found that kind of boring and limiting because I look at people, especially young children, and see how very capable they are and how much they seem to know without ever having experienced or been taught that thing in this lifetime. There's something else there. They're coming in with that information. It's interesting. Okay, I'll take my next caller. It looks like there's another person. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris. This is Shoko again.
Hello, Shoko. You like this topic, don't you?
Yes, I love it.
I'm so glad. It's good to hear your voice. I'm wondering, do you have, would you like to have a reading?
Either one, it's whatever you think is good for me.
Okay, well, I will be happy to give you a reading. And I'd love to, since last week you got a past life reading, I'm going to take a look at the energy of your communication with spirit. What I see in present time. And the picture I see right away, just right off the bat, is this picture of you stepping off of, it looks like, and I don't understand what this is, but the picture is you've been horseback riding for a long time, like riding this horse through all this mountainous terrain. It was very uncomfortable or very difficult, but you weren't allowed to get off the horse and touch the earth, like to be on the earth. And there was always this demand in your space to keep going and go faster and not quite get your feet on the ground. And you were you wanted to stop along the way. You, the being, wanted to stop many times and put your feet on the ground and take your time and really give yourself space. But it looks like what you were handling was this demand on you to go faster and not stop and pay attention. And in present time, what I see you working is you're looking at it as, well, wait a minute, I really want to stop and pay attention. I want to be able to, you know, put my feet on the ground and make it real, you know, touch the earth. But also, every time you do that, it makes it easier for you to have an awareness of greater amounts of spirit too. And so that looks like to me like what you're working on. You're realizing as a being that the more you get in your body, the easier it is for you to communicate on higher levels. It's one of the places you're growing right now. You're aware of those things, but they sometimes have you kind of moving into your analyzing, you know, the analytical part of you rather than being and just experiencing it. And right now you're working on experiencing, and it's beautiful. That's your communication with spirit, one of the ways I see you doing it. So, okay. Thank you, Shoko.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling and for listening. Good night.
Yeah, look, you look so good.
Oh, thank you. I love having a costume. I'm kind of freaking myself out when I look in the camera. I'm going, who's that scary woman?
Oh, this looks so great.
It's fun. Well, thank you. You have a good night. Bye.
I appreciate it. You too.
Hey, everybody. I have a couple of things. First of all, you already met one of my friends, Mort. Here's Mort's friend. This is Mort, too. I love skeletons, like I said. So I have all these little skeletons with me. And I think you met the other one last week. This is, I like to think that this glittery skeleton was one of my past lives. I came back as a glittery skeleton. Maybe I'll do that as for another costume sometime. I don't know. Anyway, I'll take another caller. It looks like I have another person lined up. You are on the air. Hi.
Hi, Chris. Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. Nice to hear your voice. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Happy Halloween Eve.
Yes. Happy Halloween to you too. And I'm loving the costume.
Why? Thanks. It's lots of fun to have a costume. Well, what can I read for you? You got it. You had a past life reading last week. Would you like a connection with spirit reading this week?
Love that.
Beautiful. I'm going to take a look at your communication in present time on that level, like where I see you growing and what it looks like is coming up for you. And the picture I see is, this is just how it opens up. The picture is you're in the Pee Wee League, you know, like the baseball Pee Wee League, and you know how for the little kids they have the ball on top of the thing, and then when you're swinging, then the ball's right there, and you get to practice your swing. And I see this picture of you swinging at this thing, but the what you're doing is you've actually got really good at picking. You know how when you kind of self throw the ball to yourself and you sort of throw it up in the air and swing it. And it looks like what you're doing is working it from a different perspective. So what looks like it would be much, much easier than just sort of pitching to yourself, that's what you're doing. You're doing this thing where the ball's on the stick. But what I see is that I don't know why it's doing that. I just see this picture of you. It's like a stillness somehow, like where things are in place. It's not in movement so much as there's a stillness, a being with it. Kind of similar to some of what I read for others earlier. And just let me see where this goes, because it's got another level. And so the picture I see is, part of why it looks like you're doing this is because you're now practicing like you're at another new level. You've moved up a level. So you're not going backwards. You know, just because the ball is on the stick doesn't mean you're going backwards. You're actually going forwards, but what you're doing or you've evolved with this. But what you're trying to do is actually swing harder, like sending the ball further. So there's this wanting it to go further, wanting to take it further. And so you're practicing before you get into, again, pitching to yourself, because you're not, it doesn't look to me like you have a pitcher and you're not interested in one. You're trying to figure out, how do you do this yourself?
Right.
And I just see this communication with spirit, or your connection in present time with spirit, is you've gotten some of the places you've grown over the years is that it's gotten so much more real for you, and you've become much safer with it, with communicating with spirit. So now you're ready to, and it's really cool, like sending the ball further away, but it's also about exploring. It's exploring, like, let me just send it further and see what I learn and see what else is there. So it looks pretty wonderful. Very interesting.
Yeah, and that matches up very well with how I feel in regards to kind of trying new things and just experimenting with making it more real for myself, and then just knowing that, trusting that it is there and real.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And whether that's looking at, seeing energy, seeing other beings, out of body beings, looking at your communication with those beings, or you as a being in a body, that's really cool. So have fun with that, and have a great Halloween, Leanne. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. You too.
Good night. Bye.
Okay, good night.
So here's the other thing about ghosts and out-of-body beings and spirits, not just the other thing, but another thing. Sometimes people will give up a lot of space to a being that doesn't have a body. It's scary. It doesn't make sense. Oh no, it's freaking me out. What is this thing? But actually, a being that doesn't have a body might be looking for communication on some level. It might be looking at you because you know how to communicate, or because your energy is so bright or interesting, or you're aware of these energies. So sometimes those beings show up and they want the communication, and sometimes they have no idea where they're at. Again, being in present time in your body, you'll know where present time is. Having your own spirit, your own energy in your body. If you don't have a body, it's a bit harder to know that very often, because time and space don't exist the same way. But the other thing is that as you do decide to communicate, if you do, with the different energies, remember who's senior in your space. And the answer to that would be you. You're the one who's senior. So if you find you're getting kind of carried away by something, or something's freaking you out, you've got to remember who's got the body here. Who's the one who's senior? And that would be you. Okay, I have another caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris. It's Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good, Bonnie. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you for listening and for calling.
Well, it's always a pleasure to listen to you.
Well, thank you. Well, what can I do for you? Would you like a past life reading or a spirit reading?
a past life reading would be fun.
Wonderful. I'm going to take a look and just see what which past life you are accessing in present time. Immediately picture you are this, you look like you're about 14, 15, young man, like young, you're not quite a man yet, you know, like you're not quite a boy, not quite a man, teenager, but it looks like Victorian England or earlier, like it might be the late 1900s, the late 1800s, it could be a bit earlier, and it is England, and it's very busy, it looks like London to me, and I see the picture that you're a newspaper boy. You work for a newspaper, you know, stand or a store or, you know, just a publisher on some level. And you're, one of your jobs in that lifetime, at least the job you have at this point, is to be the person who brings the news and who sells it. And you learn from, you start doing it when you're really young. And it looks like you're getting to the end of that particular job at the point of the lifetime when I look at you, because you look like you're ready to move on, like you're kind of moving up. And it looks like in that lifetime, you wanted to be a reporter. You wanted to be a journalist. You wanted to write for the newspaper. And you had a not a great education, but you started learning. Like you did, you were so smart. You were very capable of being the job you created for yourself by being a real go-getter. Like you're just this kid who wasn't afraid and wasn't shy. You would just get in there and say, I can do this. And you would go do it. Very cool. And so it looks like what you did was you created a job where you had the opportunity to learn how to read better, because you did. I mean, you learned from doing it, from being the, you know, you weren't just working all the time. You were also fascinated with what the paper said and how it was written. And as you did, you know, went on through the years, there was that desire. It was just an absolute desire within you that grew. And even though you came from a lower class at that time, you still had a little education and you were able to create, you were just so capable you could create opportunities, and you did. And that looks to me like one of the things you're bringing back right now from that lifetime is this lack of fear, no fear, lack of fear in terms of what you're able to create. And that's one of the things you're accessing, you're wanting to bring more of back. It's this kind
of
an entitlement too. Like, I can do this. Yeah, it's really cool. I like it.
Huh.
It looks very positive to me.
That's neat.
Well, enjoy it. And thank you, Bonnie. Nice to hear
your
voice.
I will. You take care and enjoy Halloween.
I will, actually. I already am. This is my celebration. Okay, enjoy.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. I am here to remind you that I am Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. And you can find me here Wednesdays from 7 till 8 o'clock Pacific time. And I'm live most Wednesdays giving readings and doing shows about being psychic. My theme for November, which is coming up just in a couple days, I'll have four shows in November. My theme for my overall theme is creating a bigger vision. It has to do with vision and what you're seeing is possible and creating a bigger vision on some level. My theme for October has been spirit. And tonight's the last night of five shows in October, and it's the past life, or I'm sorry, not the past life show. It is the ghost show. Woo. Last week was the past life show. You can go find my archives and listen to them. And you can also download this show for free as a podcast from iTunes. Just go searching for Psychic Every Day on iTunes. And any of you who are out there listening, if you are liking my show and you would like to leave me a review on iTunes, I would just love that. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. I have another caller right now. You're live. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
This is Kaylee in Montana.
Why, hello, Kaylee. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, good. Would you like to have a reading? And I know you didn't get in on the past life show last week. Would you like a past life reading?
Yes, I would. I'm so psyched you're doing it again this week.
It was so popular last week that I was like, I've got to do more of those. I have a feeling a lot of people will you know, want to get one when they didn't last week. So let me just take a look at one for you, like whatever I see coming up for you in present time. And the picture I see that shows up right away in present time of the past life, one of the past lives I see you accessing, it starts off with you as a very, very young girl. You look like you're about 4 years old, maybe three. Like you're just out of toddlerhood into kidhood. You know, so there's this, you've already done the toddling thing. You've already, and you've been talking up a storm, it looks like, since you were really, really young. But you're kind of more like there's a growth that happens for you when you're about four where you really start to change. And I see this picture of you, and it looks like you're in, oh gosh, I want to say, you know, it looks like it's sometime in the early part of the, or early to maybe like World War I, World War II, in that time, in the 20th century. And you are in Europe. You're a little girl who's, it looks like you're in the Netherlands, maybe, actually, or... Yeah, that's what the picture is. But the point is, like, where you live, I don't see the outdoors. I just see what's happening inside. And I see you in the living room with your, and you're the youngest person there. There's some other kids there. But the people who are around are your mothers, your aunt, your grandmother, you know, all the maternal, and the matriarch, that side of the family. And even some of the ones from your father's side. And there's some kind of a party. It looks like it's some sort of a celebration or event, like a, you know, something having to do with one of the women, one of the young women present is getting married soon. And this is sort of a celebration or something for her that the women throw before the wedding. And I see you don't really understand what's going on. You don't really care. You're just having fun because it's really fun. You get to wear this cute little dress and you already like really pretty dresses in that lifetime. It looks like you end up really liking to wear night. Like it's just special. There's something, it's about the ceremony of it. There's something about the ceremony of it. And you understand that this is a very ceremonious time. There's something happening that's special. It's different from just when everyone gets together for a family dinner. There's this ceremony to it. And even though you're only about 4 years old, you understand ceremony. You get it. And you're a very happy child. You look like you're incredibly bubbly and just... You know, but nobody really, it looks, even though you love this group you're from and you love these people, it looks like at four, you're already starting to exhibit that you are definitely unique, definitely different from the rest of them. And they can't quite put their finger on it, you know, but there's this different way you are. You don't really match. You don't have anybody else's vibration. You don't match to them, but it is accepted. It looks like it's not a problem. Nobody, your mother doesn't look threatened by it. It looks like there's a couple of your aunts who are very intuitive in that lifetime. Very, you know, one of them is a healer. I think she is a, whatever the word for doula would have been in that culture. Like she works with childbirthing and healing and primarily with women, but they're all kind of different a little bit, and you're very different too. And it looks like that lifetime you created an incarnation into this group where you had a lot of permission to just not have to, there's not pressure on you to match, to be kind of like, even though it's a very tense time in history and there's a lot happening and it's a long time ago, this isn't a unique group. And there are some who are more conventional, but nobody, it looks like there's an agreement to not worry about that among everybody. You know, nobody's afraid of it. And I just see that in that lifetime, even though you have a lot of permission, you're bringing back to simply be who you are. Looks good. Looks like a happy one. Very, very lovely.
Oh, nice.
Yep. That's what I see, Kaylee.
How does that apply? Like,
in present time, you're accessing a level of permission, you know, that it's okay to not have to be matched to everyone else. Even if they don't get it, there's this level of permission that you are reminding yourself of. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. Just be who I am because that's cool. What I need to do. So there.
Okay. Yeah, well, that resonates. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling and have a wonderful week. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everybody. I am continuing. I have about 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes left in this show, and I will try to get to all you callers. I do want to mention a few more things about out-of-body beings and ghosts. Woo. Here's the cool thing about ghosts. One of the cool things. You kind of don't have any control over a being that shows up. You know, if something shows up and you see an energy or you're conscious of it or you're aware of it or you feel it. I remember being about 12 years old, and by that point, I wasn't seeing anything the way I had when I was much, much younger. Even though I don't have memories of it, I know I always was aware of it. But at around 12, I wasn't seeing it anymore, but I felt it all the time. Like, I knew of it. I was conscious of it. And it was scary. You know, by that point, I was really scared of it. I didn't know, you know, what to do. And it didn't feel out of control to me. It just was something where I was like, I don't want to see this. Now, that's the key, too. You're not going to see anything if you don't want to. And if you're afraid of something, sometimes it can be really difficult to see it. Or the energy might show up and you see it, but you don't know what to do with that. You know, it's too much. You're not wrong. This is where you can, you know, if you listen to some of the readings tonight, some of the people are working at getting themselves safer or getting to another level so they can have that vibration, that communication with spirit, and be safe in the body. All right, I have another caller. You're on the air. Hello there, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, who's this?
This is Helen.
Well, hello, Helen, nice to hear your voice. How you doing?
You too, thank you. I was just wondering if you could give me your spirit reading?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So present time. The picture I see of where I see you working with your communication with spirit in present time, there's a picture of you, it's very, very funny because it looks like a past life of yours, but it's really about your communication with spirit. The picture is you're a woman, you're a novelist, you're a writer, an author, you're not a poet. There's something about it's really specific. You're a novelist. And you're sitting with this, and it's a, you know, time when people use quill pens, and you've got this quill pen, and it's completely dramatic. You're a very dramatic person in that lifetime, but in a fun way. You know, it's not like you're trying to be taken seriously as being, I'm all this dramatic, you know, drama. It's more, the picture is more that you have this, there's something about your connection to the pen, which is really fun to play with while you're writing with it. But here you are writing, and you're writing and communicating on some level. But it looks like what you're writing has nothing to do with any of what you write, any of your fiction. It looks like it has more to do with you writing to yourself. And that's the picture, is your communication with spirit in present time looks like it has a lot to do with you getting your communication in present time with yourself. You know, how you communicate with yourself in present time, how you talk to yourself, how you write to yourself, what it is you're saying. And I'm not saying that there's anything negative there, just that there's a sitting in the picture. Again, I see you kind of sitting in this sunroom. It looks like it's a cold day out, but there's sun. And you're writing, and it's just a very quiet, peaceful space. But you're also, even though there's no sound other than the scratch of your quill on your paper, there is all this this beauty in this. You know, there's this peace and this space in that. And magic, too, like an energy of, oh, you know, excitement coming in. So it looks like you're in a time of kind of getting ready for a new level of this communication with yourself and with spirit. And
well,
it's
thank
a
you.
Time proceeding, so looks good. Looks beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we are definitely going to be coming to the end of the show in a few minutes. I'm sure I can fit another caller in or two. And as soon as you pop up into my queue, we'll get you in. So it looks like you're here. First one. Hi, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi, Chris. This is Liz.
Liz, hi. Nice to hear your voice. Welcome.
Yeah, you too. You look awesome.
Why, thank you. Thank you so much. It's really, really fun. Well, would you like me to give you a little, I only have like a few minutes left here, but I can give you a past life or a communication with spirit reading.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever popped up first.
I'm going to combine them because that's what's coming up. And what I'm going to look at is this past life that looks like it is where you started to access a greater level of yourself. And let me just read the picture. And the picture is that you are in a male body. You're this priest in ancient Egypt. Like, you work in a temple. You serve in a temple. And you're very committed to it. And it's all about, you know, whatever the god is that this temple is devoted to and dedicated to. But there's a lot of pomp and circumstance, like, you know, the way you do things. There's a certain right way to do it. And you're one of the people in charge of making sure that protocol is followed in this temple. And you're really religious, like, you're very committed to this particular energy. And I see that there's a picture you have in that lifetime that it was this particular, finding this particular spiritual path for yourself at that time was what helped you save yourself. It looks like there was a point in that life earlier where you were feeling more lost or not really connected on some level with you didn't get certain things. You didn't understand it, even though you'd been raised in it and really trained in a certain way, but it didn't make sense. It didn't connect. And it looks like at a certain point in that life, all of a sudden it was a clairvoyant level, like some clairvoyant level turned on for you at a higher kind of vibration. So you started seeing more energy, and all of a sudden you got it. You realized, oh, this is what those priests are doing. This is what those acolytes of this temple are doing. I get it. And it just became this thing where the more you let yourself have the vision and the more you let yourself see the vision, the easier it was for you to make the vision real. And it was just this sort of allowing, like a trusting. So it looks like this past life, there was like a new level of trust that you were starting to access and bring in, and trusting your own abilities too. Trusting to the degree that you understood them in that lifetime. You knew it wasn't just the beings, you know, the out-of-body beings you were seeing or the other energies that were doing this, that you knew that you had to be open to it. And however the words would have been used or however it was seen is that in that lifetime, it looks like it had to do with just simply that you were in a space kind of grace or of holiness, like letting it happen. And it looks like that's one of the places you're working now in this present time, is allowing access to your own grace, your own, you in your space having connection with your own grace. And that is what I see. And that's one of the big places you're working. I know this is like a tiny little nugget of that lifetime, but that's what this looks like, Liz.
Oh, that's why I've been to
Egypt
twice.
Oh, have you? I want to go there. Well, excellent, Liz. Well, good to hear your voice, and have a fantastic Halloween. I'll see you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. I am sorry for my last callers here. I'm not going to have time to do another reading tonight because I am getting ready to kind of sign out for the night. A couple things I want to mention. First of all, the person I was just giving a reading to is named Liz McDonald, and she and I teach workshops together from time to time, and we have one coming up on Sunday, November 17th from 1 until 4, I believe it is, and it's called the Gratitude to Greatness Workshop. And we're going to be working the energy of having a bigger vision through your gratitude, creating a greatness inside of you, you know, yourself, your life, and so on. If you would like to know more about this workshop or sign up, first of all, I'll just tell you, it's a psychic meditation and yoga workshop. Everybody is invited, all levels. You don't have to have ever done meditation or yoga before. We are going to be having some fun. And we're both, we've done a bunch of different workshops together that are always very popular and joyful. So go to my website, chriscahill.com, and look under classes, and you'll see Gratitude to Greatness Workshop, and you can sign up for it there. Or if you have any questions, you know, send me an email, chris@chriscahill.com. I will be back next Wednesday, and it will be the beginning of the month of November, and with a whole new series of shows. I'll be giving readings and all the rest of it. So look for me here at Skid Row Studios, Psychic Every Day. You can find me also at chriscahill.com, and my blog is psychiceveryday.com. And please sign up for my newsletter when you get to my website. It's a free weekly newsletter, and it's quite lovely. Thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you for showing up and being all dressed in your Morton Salt Girl. And thank you, Skid Row Studios. And good night, everybody. Happy Halloween.